Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Hit him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Cubs took the opener of a three-game series against the Diamondbacks at Chase Field. They went extra innings to do it. They win 3-2 in 11 innings. Nico Horner singled a right off Bryce Jarvis. In the 11th, scored Nick Madrigal with what turned out to be the winning run. D-backs went quietly in the bottom of the 11th. And they take the loss that sinks their record to sub-500 again at 8-9. Merrill Kelly pitched well in his latest start. High pitch count, but he allowed just one run on three hits and five innings of work. But the D-backs offense sputtered all night, producing just three hits and 2 of 11 with runners in scoring position. Three hits? Three damn hits? That's all we got? You can't say damn on the radio.
Oh, you just did.
Yeah, nobody's listening.
Yeah, that's right. Merrill Kelly, he wasn't his dominant self. His production was fine.
Yes.
Threw a lot of pitches, only lasted five innings. It was a strange game. Disappointing game. Disappointing loss.
Very frustrating game to watch.
Indeed.
That series continues tonight at Chase Field. Tommy Henry on the mound for Arizona, being countered by Chicago's Kyle Hendricks. That game starts at 6:40. You can hear it here on Arizona Sports on 98.7 with pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock. Suns will be like the most of the NBA world, sitting back and watching the Western Conference play-in tournament to determine the 7th and 8th seeds in the playoffs. They get rolling tonight. First, it's the 7-8 matchup with the New Orleans Pelicans hosting the LA Lakers. That game at 4:30. The winner moves on to the big playoff bracket. They get to sit at the adult table and take on the second seed of Denver Nuggets. The loser will play for their postseason lives on Friday against the winner of the second game, which features ninth seeded Sacramento hosting 10th seeded Golden State at 7 o'clock. The loser of that game, home for the summer. 1-2-3 Cancun. Grayson Allen signed his 4-year contract extension with the Suns yesterday, a couple of weeks after becoming eligible to do so. Allen's deal worth $70 million to him, but it also puts the Suns deep into the luxury tax penalty. It's projected to be $104 million in taxes alone next year, which figures to be the highest in the league. Allen started 73 games for Phoenix, averaged a career-high 13.9 points per game, and led the league by shooting 46.1% from three-point range. By the way, the first ever Suns player to do that. I found that interesting.
That is interesting.
Oklahoma City Thunder head coach Mark Daigneault has been named the NBCA's NBA Coach of the Year. Daigneault led the Thunder to a 57-25 record and the top seed in the Western Conference, despite having the youngest roster in the league. They will play the 8th seed in the first round of the playoffs starting on Sunday. Reports out of Brooklyn say the Nets are ready to hire Jordy Fernandez as the team's next head coach. Fernandez currently an assistant with the Kings. That's of note locally because Suns assistant Kevin Young was one of the reported finalists for that job opening, as was former Bucks and Hawks head coach Mike Budenholzer. The Nets were wretched this year. They finished 32-50. They fired Jock Vaughn after 54 games. Kevin Ollie finished the season as the interim head coach. By the way, speaking of former Suns, and it ties into the Nets and another former Son that we'll get to. Mikal Bridges came out yesterday.
Yeah.
And kind of took blame for the way the season ended. Said I was not right mentally.
Yeah. Said he got worn down mentally.
Worn down mentally. Was not in the right mindset.
Yep.
Meanwhile, in Portland, the Blazers won, I don't know, 4 games this year, it seemed like. And DeAndre Ayton was spouting off about the second half. I really showed the type of player that I can be.
Oh,
and this
boy.
This is what I've been trying to show my entire career.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Kind of feel bad about Mikal Bridges. I really think that Mikal is kind of getting in the Cal Ripken Jr. territory, where he might want to take a night off sometime next year just to kind of not let this happen anymore. These streaks take on a life of their own, man, and sometimes it's more important than anything.
Also, this is the first year he ever had to be the man on a team. And then that hits differently.
Yep.
It does. It does. And he did it very well after the trade last year, but man, his numbers were way down.
Way down. Yeah. Didn't look like a number one this year, put it that way.
No, he did not. And the Nets didn't have anything close to a number one this year. But they played like number two.
Oh, hey!
This thing on.
Yeah.
The Arizona Cardinals opened their offseason program yesterday. Dignity Health Training Center in Tempe. Players taking part in phase one strength and conditioning. As players worked in the weight room, the front office still getting ready for the 2024 NFL draft, which starts next Thursday night in Detroit. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, the Cardinals had a top 30 visit with Alabama edge rusher Dallas Turner. He's expected to meet with the Chargers today and tomorrow, which is the last day the top 30 visits can happen. Turner was tied for the SEC lead in sacks last season with 14. Probably going to be the first edge rusher off the board next Thursday. No surprise at all in the WNBA draft. The Indiana Fever took Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark with the first overall pick. Stanford forward Cameron Brink went second to the LA Spark. Chicago Sky picked South Carolina center Camilla Cardoso third. Angel Reese of LSU went to seventh overall, also to Chicago. The Mercury had two picks in the third round. And if nothing else, they got two players with great
the
names.
The coolest names.
Yes.
Charisma Osborne and Jazz Shelley.
It's fantastic.
So they got so a you little can bit say more that, charismatic.
So you can say that, the Mercury both have charisma and jazz. Entering the, a couple of good traits. Right?
And hella three-pointers.
Yes. And Cisse Lema of Ethiopia won the men's Boston Marathon on Monday in a time of 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 17 seconds.
What?
Imagine running 26 miles in 2 hours.
What?
That's the 10th fastest time ever recorded at the race. Helen Obiri of Kenya defended her title in the women's marathon in a time of 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 37 seconds.
Slowpoke.
There you go. There is your splash.